Yes?
Mr. Paul Miller on 90.
All right, just a minute. I'm on the other line.
I'm sorry.
I'm on another line.
Thank you. Miller?
I don't.
He'll be right with you. Just a moment, please.
Thank you. Conferences, when I sat down, they said I ought to stand up. When I stood up, they said I ought to sit down. When I had it in the State Department, Mary McGrory said the room was too dark. And when I had it in the East Room, they said it's too light. And I don't give a damn, just so it's comfortable then. Arthur Sylvester, who works at the defense, his boy got up and said, why do you have us in this uncomfortable room where it was so crowded? And there were 10 seats that weren't occupied, and he was sitting in a big lounge chair in the White House movie theater. But he put that on television, and when they tape them and play every bit of it without our correcting a word, they say that's not live. So you got to give them 4 hours live. By that time, your news is out of date. And I followed pretty well what Ben McKelvey told me. That was, I had a good deal of confidence in him. And he said that I ought to do things that do come naturally. And when I had news, call them in, give it to them. And once in a while, go television. So I counted up, and I've been on television 14 times, 100 days. Kennedy's been on 6. Eisenhower's on 3. And And I had about a dozen columns giving me hell for not being on television enough. Because they hadn't added it up. And so I wish you'd tell that guy, if you ever see him, come in, I want to meet him. And I thought that was about as accurate a reflection the way I felt as anybody could do it.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll come down there in the morning.
See you.
I'll be over at 11.
Bye.
Thank you.